Fayetteville became a bit less conversational in the last few days. Lyle Thompson, an agronomist and professor emeritus at the University of Arkansas, and John Logan Burrow, an attorney and the Washington County Election Commissioner, both died recently. Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums knew both and has this remembrance.
Lyle Thompson was a polymath. He knew agriculture, of course, but that was his academic discipline. He was also apt to share a poem, a bit of history, or discuss the local news. Lyle was among the most vibrant proponents of civil rights in Northwest Arkansas decades ago, and he was honored for his efforts in that endeavor more than once. He was also well known for writing notes, actual letters congratulating friends and strangers on a task well done. In January 1991, Lyle Thompson and I went to the University of Arkansas farm on a bitterly cold day to look at an experimental crop of kanaf.
There was a plant that was kind of at the end of the row where it got more sunlight, and some of these plants were at least 10 feet tall, 8 to 10 feet tall anyway.
It was a plant that had possibilities of replacing trees for some newsprint. The wind chills that day were below freezing, and I remember Lyle, then in his mid-60s, taking no notice of the wind or cold while I shivered.
The United States government got interested in it during the early years of World War II, when we thought that our supplies of jute type of cordage and gunny sack type of material would be cut off from importation from Southeast Asia. And we started working on new varieties that would suit our climate, but before we got anything that was capable of being grown commercially while the war was over with.
After I toured the farm with Lyle on that day in early 1991 and turned off the cassette recorder, he asked me if he could, from time to time, send me some story ideas. Not just agricultural ideas, but anything he might think I find interesting. I said, of course, and thus began a more than 20-year series of notes, calls, and letters from Lyle. He didn't just teach and conduct research at the university. He served on the Washington County Quorum Court and was the officiant at many weddings, including mine, 6 years after we met at the university farm. The last time I talked to Lyle was at the Ozarks at Large Christmas show at the Fayetteville Public Library in December. About 20 minutes before our recording was to begin, I was beginning to worry nobody was going to show up for the audience. The hall was empty. Then Lyle walked in. He came over to me and with a wink said, "Hey, I think I was at your wedding." And he gave me a pat on the back. Suddenly, honestly, the audience began to flood in right behind him. Lyle Thompson then, as always, the harbinger of good things to come. As passionate as Lyle was about learning and teaching, John Logan Burrow was committed to elections. John, a lawyer by trade, was appointed to the Washington County Election Commission in 1984 and became commissioner in 1995. It's a thankless job. The election commissioner gets to hear from any citizen upset about polling places, polling times, polling locations, any other kind of election issue. John took it all with grace, interest, and respect. In November 2012, John Logan Burrow came to the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio to talk to Ozarks at Large about the next day's elections. He told us on that day that the elections of contemporary times had changed dramatically since he began his tenure on the Election Commission in the 1980s.
Well, it certainly is more complex for us to organize the election. We now have 56 polling places in Washington County on Election Day. We have 128 different precincts in Washington County, upwards of 50 or so different ballots for Washington County. We'll have 2,000 voters accredited at any given polling place. There's 102,000 registered voters in Washington County, and we have to technically be prepared for all 102,000 of them to show up to vote. So it's become more complex in this sense that it's not any longer just your neighborhood a gathering place where we can put in a polling place, because we have to be able to accommodate larger numbers of voters than your traditional polling place was 30 or 40 years ago. And so we're moving in a direction towards even larger voting centers so that larger numbers of people can come to a place that's suitable for a large number of people to be voting at, as opposed to smaller places with limited parking and interior spaces where the lines may stretch out the door into inclement weather. And so we're having to accommodate a growing voting population that does complicate our problem.
Elections seem to me to be like baseball, very traditional. with a set of Byzantine rules, and just when you think you've seen everything that could happen, boom, something else happens. There's some other situation that maybe has not happened ever before. Is that an apt analogy?
That's exactly right. It is a totally apt analogy. We just when we think we've seen it all, something comes along that we have to confront and cope with for the very first time in our lives.
Toward the end of that 2012 conversation, I asked John about the cynicism that could creep into the public mindset as an election draws near. His answer neatly sums up the positive outlook any voter would want in their county election commissioner. It's easy to be cynical in these times, as it has been at other times. People can say, I'm not going to vote. The candidates don't listen to me. They represent special interests and not me. But on election day, you have the chance to go to the ballot box. Here is your chance. What would you say to someone? Why vote?
I would remind them of times when people have come up to me in the days after an election and say they just could not ever get over the fact that for some reason they didn't go and vote, and it was a tie vote. If they had only showed up to vote, the thing would have gone the other way. Or it is a very, very narrow margin of decision. Two or three votes determine the outcome of an election. And they say to me, I can't believe I didn't go and vote that day. So it's in my experience, everybody that's out there that's trying to decide whether their vote's going to count or not really needs to remember it can come right down to your vote, how this election turns out. It is the system that we have that determines who will have power to make our decisions, to spend our money and make our laws. It is an extraordinarily important thing. It actually determines the legitimacy of the government itself, and you have to take that deeply seriously. It is the one thing that keeps us from having the terrible chaos and tragedy that other societies in the world take for granted that they're going to have to endure and pay the price for. We get to decide with our votes what the future of our politics is and our government is, and it may not be perfect. It may not be the thing that really satisfies people, but as Winston Churchill says, it's better than every other one.
John Logan Borough could talk about more than just elections. If you were walking around the Fayetteville Square or down Dixon Street, you were likely to see John and just as likely to hear him express his delight with the weather, his interest in aircraft, music, or something he had read or heard the previous day. And he'd want to know what you thought, too. Chances are you'd learn more from John than he'd learn from you. John Logan Borough and Lyle Thompson spent much of their lives making Fayetteville better and helping those who knew them learn more and laugh a lot more. They'll be missed greatly, and this place will not quite be the same, and a random walk on campus or downtown has lost a bit of its charm. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Kyle Kellums.